I'm going to read a verse from the Bhagavad Gita. Actually, it is quite in keeping with Devaki Nandan Prabhu's explanation of the bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur, which we just heard. I'm reading from the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, verse number 36. Arjuna uvacha. Acha? Stane Hrishikesha Tava Prakritya Jagat Prahasyad Jagat Prahasyad Yanurajate Cha Rakshamsi Bhitani Dishodravanti Sarve Namasyanti Cha Siddha Sangha. Arjuna said, O Master of the senses, the whole world becomes joyful upon hearing your name, and thus everyone becomes attached to you. Although the perfected beings offer you their respectful homage, the demons are afraid and flee here and there. All this is rightly done. I'm going to read the purport by our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Arjuna, after hearing from Krishna about the outcome of the battle of Kurukshetra, became enlightened. And as a great devotee and friend of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said that everything done by Krishna is quite proper. Arjuna confirmed that Krishna is the maintainer and the object of worship for the devotees and the destroyer of undesirables. His actions are equally good for all. Arjuna understood herein that when the battle of Kurukshetra was being concluded, in outer space there were present many devtas, siddhas, and the intelligentsia of the higher planets. And they were observing the fight because Krishna was present there. When Arjuna saw the universal form of the Lord, the demigods took pleasure in it, but others who were demons and atheists could not stand it when the Lord was praised. Out of their natural fear of the devastating form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they fled. Krishna's statement of the devotees and the atheists is praised by Arjuna. In all causes, a devotee glorifies the Lord because he knows that whatever the Lord does is good for all. So, there are two classes of living beings in this world. Basically, only two classes. There are the devas, the devotees of the Lord, and the asuras, or the non-devotees. Or in practical terms, there are those who are interested in understanding more about their relationship with God, and there are those who are inimical towards the Lord. The devotees of the Lord are always anxious to hear more about the glories of the Lord. They take the time and the trouble, the energy, to associate with other devotees, katyantasya mam nityam tushyanticha ramanticha, they get great satisfaction, tushyanti and ramanti, they enjoy very much associating together, hearing about God, discussing about God, glorifying God. The non-devotees, their attitude is Ishwaroham, Aham Bhogi, Siddhoham, Balavan Sukhi. I am perfect. Why should I bow down to any god? I am Ishwara. I am the controller. By my arrangements, I have done so many things. I have built so many buildings. I have built so many rocket ships. I have built so many cars, so many roads. I have organized in this way and that way. I have arranged politics. I have done this and that. I am the doer. Kartaham iti manyate. They think I am the karta. Krishna says such persons are vimudha. Actually, they're not foolish. They're very foolish. Vimudha means they're very foolish. Because everything is actually arranged in this material world by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, and He is adhoksaja. He is above the material cosmos. He is not within the modes of nature. He is not influenced by he is not directed by sattva, rajas, and tama, guna. The modes of material nature are like rivers, like currents in a river. If you fall into a fast-flowing river, the currents will drag you this way or that way. Another Bengali song, Bhaktivinod says, Bhaktivinod Thakur, he is one of our acharyas, three generations back from Srila Prabhupada. He was district magistrate in the British government, and very top position. And he was a very erudite scholar. But he said of himself, he said, Miche mayar boshe yacha beshe kacha havu duhu vai. I am just like a blade of grass in a river, being tossed this way and that way by the waves. I'm not the controller. Krishna says, anyone who thinks that I am the controller, he is very foolish. He cannot see that he is being forced to get old. Nobody wants to get old, but we're being forced to get old. We're being forced to get gray hair. We're getting forced to buy wigs. We're getting forced to put on makeup. We're getting forced to have therapy. We're getting forced against our will. The body is getting old. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. Jara and vyadi, old age and disease. Nobody wants these things, but disease is coming. You can build 1 lakh hospitals in Bombay. They'll all be full. Because people are getting sick. That's the nature of the material world. You can do so much research. You can cure cancer, you can cure this one, you can cure that one. New diseases will come because it is part and parcel of this material world. You would not expect to go to the North Pole and find people in their bathing suits swimming. You would expect to see them in big, heavy, warm coats. It's cold at the North Pole. That's what you expect. That's the nature of the North Pole. The nature of this material world is janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. We're being forced to die. Nobody wants to die. Why are there so many articles in the newspaper about drive-past killings? Nobody wants to die. if we didn't mind dying, no one would mind all the killing going on. Huh? Another person died, just a lump of chemicals. I, in my factory, I dump so many chemicals in the river every day. What is the big thing? Some other chemicals in the form of a body, they have finished. If all there is chemicals in the body, why do we get distressed? Why do we try to protect the body? Why do we not want to die? Because we are actually eternal, and we're forced against our will to have to end this body because of our karma. So we're not the controller. And an intelligent person will try to find out the cause of his suffering. He will try to find out the reason for his existence, the purpose of what he is doing. I, in my personal life, I came from a very good, theoretically good family, if you get good families in a Malecha culture. But I came from a wealthy family. I had no problems materially. I had a very good education. I was a gregarious person. I could tell good jokes at a party. I had no problem for friends. But there was something missing in my life. A reason for being. A reason for living. Not just to work like a donkey all day long and then get a little food at night and go to sleep, maybe have some sex life and get up the next day and again go to work and watch television in between and never inquire about the purpose of life. I needed to know, and I didn't see any reason for living without having some reason for life, some purpose, some goal, some idea. So the devas, they have this feeling, this intuition, this desire. And when they come in contact with saintly persons, they're at least agreeable to hear. They're not envious. Krishna tells Arjuna, Patute guyatamam pravakshami anasuyave. I'm explaining Bhagavad Gita to you, Arjuna, not because you're a sannyasi. It was a grihastha. He had three wives, not only one. He was really entangled. He was not a brahmana, he was a kshatriya. Kshatriyas aren't known for their great philosophical acumen. But Arjuna's qualification, bhaktosi me sakacheti, because you are my friend, because you are my devotee, because you are not envious of me. So, the devotees of the Lord, they're always, their nature is that when they get a chance to hear the sweet nectar of the holy name. Now, why is it that the devotees are saying, the sadhus are saying, the great sages are telling us since millennia in India and all over the world, whether it's Jesus Christ or Muhammad or this one or that one, there are so many saintly persons who have been trying to instruct people how to be happy in this miserable world, how to be Padma Patram Ivambasa, like the lotus flower that's in the water, but not touched by the water. Jesus said the same thing. He said, live in the world, but not of the world. How to be untouched, how to be detached, how to be transcendental. They've been trying to tell us this. But why is it that we can't catch it? Why is it that we're so belligerent? The holy name is actually sweet, but we can't catch it. It's something like a person who has jaundice. What is the cure for jaundice? Anybody know? Any doctors in the house? What is the cure for jaundice, ladies?
Have a complete rest.
Huh?
Have a complete rest.
Complete rest, yes, but what is the best thing to take? Yes. Sugar cane juice, gannakaras, isn't it? They always tell you, take lots of sugar cane juice. Has anyone here ever had a serious case of jaundice? I know I have. You know what sugar cane juice tastes like when you have jaundice? Visha. Visha. It tastes like poison, as we are saying. Radha Krishna Nabhajiya. Because I have not worshipped Radha Krishna. How does it go? Visha Kainu. Janya Sunya Visha Kainu. I've drunken poison knowingly. So sugarcane juice is the cure. It's maybe in the beginning because of your disease it's bitter, but if you go on taking it, drinking the nectar of the holy name through your ears, then you will get some attraction. There is a story of two young boys, very young boys, Lalu and Kalu. You know the story of Lalu and Kalu? Huh? There was one grocer. He had two young sons, Lalu and Kalu. So he wanted to teach them the business. Every father wants to teach his son the business. When I was going preaching many, many years ago, I went to the house of one Mr. G.D. Binani. Have you heard of G.D. Binani? So his son was there, his 11-year-old son. So we had an appointment, so he had his son come in the office. 11-year-old son, he was in the office. So I was talking to him about our project, and he was saying to his son, you see, the sadhu is saying this, and I am replying that he was teaching him how to deal with sadhu. Don't give away the whole fortune. Anyway, Lalu and Kalu, the father wanted, he was a grocer, he wanted his sons to learn weights and measures. But these two young boys were so stubborn, they were so belligerent, they were so mischievous, that they did not want to learn. And their father tried many tutors, and nobody could succeed to teach these young boys. So finally the father became frustrated and he announced in the village that anyone who can train my two sons, I'll give them half my grocery. So there was one old brahmana, poor. He decided to take up the challenge and the father made an arrangement that Lalu and Kalu had to be always with that brahmana. Very stringent, made some arrangement. So wherever the brahmana would go, the boys had to follow him. So one day the brahmana was out for a walk in the fields, and Lalu and Kalu were with him, and the brahmana said to Lalu, there's a cow, how many legs does he have? And Lalu began to count, one, two, and Kalu immediately put his hand over his mouth, shut up, don't, he's trying to teach you numbers. So immediately Lalu stopped. They were so, anything they would do to avoid being taught. And one day they were in the house and Lalu and Kalu, they lied down and they pretended to sleep. And not only did they pretend to sleep, but they pretended they were snoring very loudly. So the brahmana thought, oh, they've taken rest. Let me also take a little nap. So the brahmana lay down, took rest. And then Lalu and Kalu, when they were sure that the teacher was resting, they got up. And they went outside the house and they began to smoke cigarettes. These 5-6-year-old kids, they were smoking bidis. And they were just like, you know, they were chain smokers. It was incredible. So finally they finished, they went back in the house, and they again pretended to sleep, and the brahmin woke up, and the whole room was stinking with smoke. And he didn't know what to do, he was trying to find out the reason, so finally he woke the boys up. He said, what is this? Have you been smoking? the whole room smells. He said, no, we haven't. He said, why are your hands smelling just like smoke? And they said, what can we say? We went to sleep before you, and we're just getting up now. Maybe someone else was smoking, and they were using our hands to help them smoke. So in that way, sometimes we use any excuse to avoid actually following the instructions that we receive from saintly persons. Some people would rather just make a pretentious show of associating with saintly persons, or tamasha. They don't actually change their lifestyle, they don't actually follow the instructions, they don't actually incorporate the teachings of Scripture in their lives. They are satisfied just to make a show. And they have a mischievous character, just like Lalu and Kalu. So you can never get the nectar of the holy name unless you have a little bit of sincerity. There's a nice verse here also from the prayers of Queen Kunti. She was a very, very great Vaishnavi, and her prayers are so sweet. They were actually, Srila Prabhupada often quoted from the prayers of Queen Kunti. He liked them more than any other prayers in the Bhagavatam practically. So Queen Kunti, she says, Janma Aishwarya Sruta Sri Bir Edamana Mada Puman Naivar Hati Abhidatum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. My Lord, your Lordship can be easily approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feeling. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Being materially advanced means taking birth in an aristocratic family and possessing great wealth and education and attractive and personal beauty. All materialistic men are mad after possessing all these material opulences, and this is known as the advancement of material civilization. But the result is that by possessing all these material assets, one becomes artificially puffed up, intoxicated by such temporary possessions. Consequently, such materially puffed up persons are incapable of uttering the holy name of the Lord by addressing him feelingly, O Govinda, O Krishna. It is said in the Shastras that by once uttering the holy name of the Lord, the sinner gets rid of a quantity of sins that he is unable to commit. Patakam pataki naraha. It is stated in the Puranas that by once chanting God's name with feeling, sincerely, you can cleanse more sins than you can possibly commit in your lifetime. The holy name is so powerful. It is a powerful cleansing agent. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. Cleanses the dust from the mirror of the... There's nothing preventing us. There's nothing stopping us from entering into an ecstatic realm of knowledge and happiness and joy and bliss. The only thing that is blocking our path is kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya. Otherwise, the channel is spontaneous. Love of God is a natural thing. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabuna. Such is the power of uttering the holy name of the Lord. There is not the least exaggeration in this statement. Actually, the Lord's holy name has such powerful potency. But there is a quality to such chanting also. It depends on the quality of feeling. A helpless man, someone who has no other shelter, he can feelingly utter the holy name of the Lord, whereas a man who utters the same holy name in great material satisfaction cannot be so sincere. A materially puffed up person may utter the holy name of the Lord occasionally, but he is unable to of uttering the holy name in quality. Therefore, the four principles of material advancement, namely high parentage, good wealth, high education, and attractive beauty, are, so to speak, disqualifications on the progress on the path of spiritual advancement. The material covering of the pure spirit soul is an external feature, and as such, it is like a fever. It is an external feature of the unhealthy body. The general process to decrease the degree of the fever and not to aggravate it by maltreatment. Sometimes it is seen that spiritually advanced persons become materially impoverished. This is no discouragement. On the other hand, such impoverishment is a good sign, as much as the falling of temperature of a sick person is a good sign. The principle of life should be to decrease the degree of material intoxication, which leads one to be more and more illusioned about the aim of life. Grossly illusioned persons are quite unfit for entrance into the kingdom of God. So many years ago, I used to go and see some friends of mine, one man in particular, Dharmsi Khatal. Is that correct? I always mispronounce that name, Khatal. And I remember very clearly once going to meet him at Ballard Estate, and the first thing he said to me, I walked in his office, he said, Swamiji, he said, there are so many kathas going on in Bombay. He said, but the condition of the people seems to be getting worse and worse. So, again, I stress that in Kali Yuga, the prescribed means for achieving real purification, the prescribed means for making real spiritual progress, the only religion in Kali Yuga is Harir Nam. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nastieva, Nastieva, Nastieva Gatir Anyata. All over the world, in every culture, there is some process of religion. But we have to see whether that religion is actually spiritual. Is it directing people to get free from their material attachments? Is it directing people to follow regulative principles of freedom? Or is it simply a way of earning one's living while making people happy, thinking that they can go on with their sinful lives because they've been to church or they've been to the mosque or whatever? If the real fact is that this material world is not our home, this is not our real place, we do not belong here. You can go to Brahmalok, to Patalok, Abrahma Bhuvanaloka Punaravartinu Arjuna. Birth and death are going on everywhere and you can't avoid it. The purpose should and must be to get out of the cycle of birth and death, and human life is the opportunity. We have to take advantage of it. If we have got a good material situation, we are blessed by the Lord so that we can focus our energy and our intelligence on knowing God and knowing our relationship with Him. It may be sometimes difficult for a very poor man to have the time to know about God, but we should not take it that because we've got some material facility, therefore we can enjoy unrestricted sense gratification. Because that will simply bind us to the material world, to the body. And whether you die in just Loka Hospital or Sarvo Dai Hospital, it's just as miserable. In fact, it's more miserable in just Loka because you have more attachments and I find more frightened people there in Hinduja Hospital than I do in Sarvodaya Hospital. We have our Bhaktivedanta Hospital also. And a nice hospital, bhajans going on 24 hours a day, and all the doctors are devotees, and they instruct people, even if they're dying, they instruct them in spiritual knowledge. And actually, even in the operating theater, above the operating theater, there's a picture of Krishna. So if you're on the operating table, you have to look up at Krishna. Very nice. So this is our humble prayer to all of you. You're all nice devotees of the Lord. You've achieved a rare human birth, and that also in India. So it's very auspicious. But please take advantage of it, and take advantage of these shastras. They are directions, they are the law books, they are the path of liberation. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena gatasa pantaha. Follow in the footsteps of great devotees like Srila Prabhupada. Incorporate Krishna consciousness in your daily life. Don't get caught up simply in the material life. Change. You're not going to lose by giving time to Krishna. In fact, your wealth may increase. You never can tell. By pleasing Krishna, you automatically please her Lakshmi Devi, because you're pleasing her husband. But please take advantage, and please read Srila Prabhupada's book. There's an ocean of wealth here. These books have changed people's lives all over the world, from China to Russia to the jungles of Africa. People have become devotees of Krishna by reading these books. There's power in the knowledge in these books. Take some time. Will you still have strength left? Will you still have breath? Will you still have your intelligence intact? It's very much worth it. They're so wonderful. And it just so happens that December is Gita Jayanti month. It's a good time to read the books and to distribute them also. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Anyone have any questions? Does everybody agree with everything I said, or are you just being polite? Don't be polite. Everyone agrees?
Yes.
So we'll see you all tomorrow morning at Mangal Arati. There must be some question. Don't be shy. We have some more of your time.